The opinions expressed by William A. Smith and guests on this radio show are their own and do not reflect the opinions of this radio station. All statements and opinions expressed are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results. Strategies mentioned may not be suitable for everyone. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for you. Before acting on any information mentioned, it is recommended to seek advice from a qualified tax or investment advisor to determine whether it is suitable for your specific situation.
This is Retirement Solutions with your host, Bill Smith, and your co-host, Jarrett Lang, licensed insurance professionals and investment advisor representatives of Great Lakes Retirement, Inc., an Ohio registered investment advisor. Bill is the founder and CEO of W.A. Smith Financial Group and CIO of Great Lakes Retirement, Inc., and the author of Knock Out Your Retirement Income Worries Forever. Featured in the Wall Street Journal and Smart Money Magazine, Bill and his co-host, Robin Swoboda, can be seen every Sunday at noon on ABC News Channel 5 on his TV show, Retirement Solutions with Bill Smith. Are you ready? Retirement Solutions starts now.
All right, let's jump in. Welcome out, ladies and gentlemen, here. Very excited to be talking to all of you here this morning. We are going to break down a topic that has become very, very popular out there. I know a lot of folks that I have talked to over the last 6 and 8 weeks are being presented with an option of taking a lump sum on a pension. Many companies, as part of your normal pension, are offering you a lump sum option. Teachers, you know, when you have a PLOP option available. Police and fire typically have a PLOP option available. PLOP is partial lump sum option. So we decided to dedicate a complete show today on, should you take a lump sum or should you take your employer pension? And that's precisely what we're going to break down and talk about today as we break down some of the most important points to consider when looking at your options.
Yeah, very good. Good morning. My name is Jarrett Lang, your co-host. And before we get into it with this lump sum pension deal, how do you maneuver that tough choice? Write the phone number down. We have a dedicated phone number for you. If you have a question, if you have a concern, if you want to talk to Bill, you want to chat with me, you want to talk to someone here at W.A. Smith Financial Group, call us 800-878-6223. That's 1-800-878-6223. If you have a question, you can also email us, and the address is questions@billsmithshow.com. That's questions@billsmithshow.com.
It's easy. It's really easy to remember. Just remember questions at the most common name in one of the most common names in the world, Bill Smith. show.com. Yeah. questions@billsmithshow.com. So a lot of you, when you look at this, certainly you really need to have somebody analyze this and look at somebody who's qualified, because what we have seen time in and time out is you got the guy or the advisor out there who they're like the wild, wild west, you know, the old cowboy gunslingers, if you will, that sling product and could care less whether or not you make the right choice with your money. They're just looking for money, that they can invest your money. And even if it's, you know, maybe you require to take a little bit more risk in order for it to work, those are the kinds of things that you really have to break down and take a look at. Does it make sense? And you know, there is a very real, real thing that exists out there from an emotional and psychological standpoint. It's called pension anxiety. And what that says is that folks who do not have a pension, they're always anxious and envious even of people who do have a pension.
Yeah, another term, pension envy.
Pension envy. And so this anxiety occurs because you're always worried about where is your income coming from. And it doesn't help matters in any when Janet Yellen, when you pull up Yahoo Finance, which Janet Yellen on the front page of the headlines, Jarrett, what did it say? Something to the effect of...
Fed warns, dangers, equities too high, watch out, sky's falling headline is basically what it said.
Exactly. And so, and you know, of course, the markets reacted to the downside. So we're starting to see some volatility out there. Here's what we know. If you do take a lump sum, you must be very careful on how you manage and invest that money. And we've talked about this on this show time and time again. See, most people, the responsibility for saving and building your own pension is largely your own now. So when you think about it, you probably all have a 401k or maybe a SEP plan or an IRA or 403b. Well, the bulk of you know what the purpose of that account is to create a income for you at some point in the future. That is the purpose of it. And so it didn't start out that way. You know, so if we think of the, you know, if you look back historically as to where pensions started, you know, we've referred to this as the three-legged stool. And pensions were supposed to make up about a third, personal savings about a third, and about Social Security about a third. And so fast forward, we have about 78 million, and I've seen as high as 80 million baby boomers now that live in this country today. There's 10,000 people a day turning 65 for about the next 14 to 15 years. And so what that has done is put tremendous pressure on pensions, the Social Security system, and the healthcare system. Let's add another component to that. Corporations have gone through two real tough economic times in the last 10 years that has, those pension plans are a drain on their cash flow as a company. It's a giant piece of overhead. So what companies are doing in an effort to remain profitable is they're saying, look, we need to be out of this pension business. And so fast forward a little bit, you know, and there's some statistics, you know, from between 1990 and 2010, pension plans were cut in half. So private sector employees in a traditional pension plan went from 44% to 22% from 1990 to 2010. If we fast forward through where we are today, we're seeing that accelerate at a much more rapid pace. Why? Because they're extremely expensive. From a company's perspective, they're a great benefit. But what most people don't realize is what's behind that monthly income benefit is an actuarial amount of money that is backing that monthly pension or income that has to last throughout your life. So those defined benefit pensions are going away, and they're literally now, think of the three-legged stool. Now you have a one-legged stool. You have Social Security. And the rest of the two-thirds, guess where it's got to come from? It has to come from your savings. Hence, most companies have a 401k.
You know, I read a statistic today, too, the Employee Benefit Research Institute did a study on baby boomers, and it said, to the gist of, about 70% of those who want to retire in the baby boom demographic have less than $100,000 saved today. So, you know, you're talking with, if it's a three-legged stool and one leg's kicked out, now we've got Social Security and your own personal savings, and that's the level of savings that people are dealing with. You're in for a problem.
Well, folks, we talked about the evolution. Coming up after the break, we're going to break down what you need to do and how you should think about how to analyze the pension. So very important you understand that. So stay with us right after the break. We're going to jump into this. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Retirement Solutions with Jarrett Lang and the author of Knock Out Your Retirement Income Worries Forever, Bill Smith.
Hey, it's Robin Swoboda. Do you like what you're hearing? Don't miss Bill's TV show, Retirement Solutions, today at noon on Cleveland's News Channel 5.
Today, the average retirement lasts 30 years. Yes, 30 years. No wonder the number one fear of people about to retire is running out of money. Are you confident that your retirement nest egg is sufficient to last you through retirement? Let Bill Smith and his team at W.A. Smith Financial help you create a customized retirement income plan that suits your needs, allowing you to spend with confidence while you maintain your current lifestyle and follow your retirement dreams. W.A. Smith Financial can help you develop a strategy to put your money to work, generating income during retirement while planning for things that could affect your income needs, like rising inflation, cost of living increases, healthcare expenses, and long-term care needs. You've saved for the last 30 years. Now it's time to make sure that your income will last a lifetime. Call today to build a customized retirement income strategy you can't outlive. 800-878-6223. 800-878-6223. W.A. Smith Financial. Don't leave your retirement to chance. 800-878-6223.
Investment advisory services offered through Great Lakes Retirement, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through W.A. Smith Financial, LLC.
This is Retirement Solutions. And now, your host and author of Knock Out Your Retirement Income Worries Forever, Bill Smith.
All right, let's start talking about what you need to do if you've been presented with a lump sum versus taking your pension, or maybe a different way of saying, maybe you have as part of your normal pension an option to take a lump sum. Should you consider that, and how do you begin to break that down? And that's what we're going to talk about. Before we do, just before the break, we were talking about the evolution of where we have come from with these pensions. Why are companies doing it? And the bottom line is cost. And this is a striking statistic to me. And this was a Towers Watson survey. It said that out of 400 major companies in the U.S. that sponsor defined benefit pension plans, they paid out an estimated $97 billion last year and another $8.6 billion in lump sums. When you take a look at further that study, 100 of the largest companies surveyed, they have a combined pension fund deficit of $193 billion. So, as these companies have gone through these economic downturns in the economy, they tighten the belt, they don't fund the pension plan like they need to, and what made it even worse is the pension plans, a lot of them got crushed in 2007, 8, and 9 when the mortgage crisis blew up. The subprime debacle, if you will. And a lot of those pension plans held some of those fancy, what were called collateralized debt obligations, CDOs. And so when you think about that, was a compounded effect on an already unfunded deal. And so now these corporations and companies are faced with, well, geez, I either make up this deficit or I have to terminate the plan.
And so, hence the lump sum offer through all of these private and public sector employee companies. You got a lump sum offer on the table if you're looking at retirement. And here's where we start, because ultimately what we notice is, I think one of the first things that happens, you get that letter in the mail, you get the packet of information, and all of a sudden you've got sticker shock. You've heard of this. You see this large $100,000 sometimes, maybe more, lump sum offer sitting next to a very small couple thousand dollar a month number as far as what your pension equates, and you are having a tough time deciphering how they came up with those two numbers in the first place. So the sticker shock, I think, is the first thing we need to talk about, because I think the knee-jerk reaction for most people is, and I'm not saying this is the wrong way to go, but the knee-jerk reaction for both you and for most advisors that you sit down is going to say, oh, you better take that lump sum. That's a lot of money to be left on the table.
Well, we hear things like this, and these are partly some of the things you have to consider. Do you trust your employer? What is the health of the company? What is the outlook for the industry? There's a lot of things that go into place, and so we're going to break down some of those things that you have to look at. Here's the first thing, and by the way, we have really five or six components that we're going to take a look at here that are very important. But there's one that's very important that you must consider first before we even talk about these five. You need a spending plan. You see, you can't adequately analyze whether to take a lump sum or not until you understand your own spending, folks. Now, I'm sure you know you're okay. But have you looked at how inflation will affect your spending? in the next 5, 10, 15, or 20 years. Get a spending plan. So when we sit down with somebody to provide a pension analysis, a lump sum pension analysis, the first step we provide you with is how to develop a spending plan properly. Once we have that number, then we can take a look at the big picture. And the big picture starts our five key components. Number one, when do you need the income?
Yeah, this is huge.
When do you need the income? Now, wait a minute. I didn't say when do you need the pension. I said, when do you need the income to meet that spending? So if your spending plan says you need $5,000 a month, focus on that. Most people underestimate, by the way, their spending plan. 60% of people out there, 60% of the people out there underestimate, and this is Employee Benefit Research Institute, 60% of the people out there underestimate their need when in retirement, which presents a problem for longevity of your money. So if you want to be amongst a very, when I say a minority, because the majority of people out there today, they're concerned and worried about running out of money before they die. Well, if you want to be in that minority of people who are not concerned, so there's a question for you. Would you like to be not concerned about your retirement, not concerned about running out of money? Would you like to be able to leave these dollars in a lump sum to your family versus continuing it on and losing it when you both die? Because the reality is, once you both die from a pension, what happens? The pension ends. The pension's done. Nobody gets the money. Do you know when you're going to die? Nobody does.
No. If you knew when you were going to die, these lump sum pension offers would be pretty simplistic. I mean, you could actuarially calculate, well, if I take the lump sum and I spend it, it's going to be more than the pension, or vice versa.
And that's precisely item number two, Jarrett. As you state, longevity is, when will you die? So we have to plan for that. So how do you do that? Well, the first step, I promise you, is understanding your spending. What is your lifestyle? If you're not retired right now and you want to retire, what will your retirement be? What will you do?
How are you going to fill those hours?
Look, that is the most important component. In fact, I'm teaching a little retirement course. And what's interesting is we have one whole section that's devoted to retirement activity. Why is that important? Well, because that dictates how much spending you need in retirement.
It's a huge component of your spending.
It's a huge component. What will your life look like? See, the people who have no worries in retirement are the ones who figure out that part of their retirement first. They figure out what they're going to do. They work backwards and say, ooh, I need a spending plan of this. Then they say, ooh, I need resources of this. So it's a completely backwards to what most people think. They think, oh, geez, we need, 10 times our annual income. No, you don't. Not necessarily.
We need $500,000 or $1 million of saved money to be able to retire confidently.
People who tell you that, it's a cookie cutter. People who tell you that, they're not comprehensive. People who tell you that, all they want is your money and investments, could care less about anything else.
Bill, would you say that most advisors someone talks to about a lump sum offer is going to kind of knee-jerk reaction to take the lump sum without really doing a, and I know maybe not all advisors, but some?
I'd say some for sure. I'd say probably, though, in fair comparison, probably most advisors are cognizant of, they may not be looking at it the right way. But if you're a consumer and you're going to an advisor and you're saying, look, I need to know if I should take the lump sum or not, I feel as though, first of all, you better be talking to a fiduciary first. Okay, so that's the first step. If you're asking that of an advisor that doesn't have a fiduciary responsibility to you, I'd just get up and walk away.
Really, what we're talking about is the fiduciary responsibility of advising you in your best interests and not their own. There's fiduciary and suitability. It's something that we'll talk about at the retirement course.
More advisors don't have one than do, so keep that in mind. And And, you know, even the ones who do, if they're not a specialist, then are you getting the best advice? See, all we do every single day at W.A. Smith Financial is we work with people in retirement. When I say retirement, we are retirement planners. We will help you get retired. We help you make sure the money lasts throughout retirement. And we help you make sure that money gets distributed to your family, your heirs, your beneficiaries in the most efficient and tax-effective way. You want to think about, you know, the final stretch, okay? Our expertise is in the final stretch. It's in that last lap of your career, the last lap of your life. If you're within 5 to 10 years of retirement, you need a second opinion, and that's the bottom line.
Yep. And today we're talking lump sum pension offers or a lump sum pension choice that you have to make. We have an excellent tool that we run people that have this choice sitting on the table in front of them. It's called our lump sum pension analysis. It's real simple. We'll show you both sides of the coin, and we'll run a complete analysis on retirement income and the rest of your life, because this is a huge decision that you have to make. Call us 800-878-6223. That's 1-800-878-6223 and get that lump sum pension analysis.
Before we go to break, let's recap two things. We covered two of the five, and just after the break, we're going to cover the rest of them. But when do you need the income and longevity? Very important components. Right after the break, we're going to jump into the next three and show you what you need to do from there. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Retirement Solutions with Jarrett Lang and the author of Knock Out Your Retirement Income Worries Forever, Bill Smith.
Investment advisory services offered through Great Lakes Retirement Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, it's Glenn Beck. From politics to the media, I think it's safe to say the establishment is having a long streak of bad hair days. But maybe it's because their priorities are out of whack, serving themselves first instead of serving those who they're supposed to be helping. Let me tell you about Bill Smith and his team at W.A. Smith Financial. They've modeled their firm to be as close to the opposite of the establishment as you can get. Those big box store advisors, the big names, they pull a product off the shelf and, by golly, let's go with this one. But that's not the way it is with Bill's team. They will custom build a plan specifically for you because no two clients are the same. Refreshing, really. An anti-establishment group in a sea of establishment advisors. Get the right team for your wealth management and your retirement planning needs. 800-878-6223. 800-878-6223. Don't leave your retirement to chance. 800-878-6223.
Hi, Robin Swoboda here. If you like what you're hearing today, be sure to join Bill and me Sunday at noon on Cleveland's News Channel 5 for Retirement Solutions.
This is Retirement Solutions. And now, your host and author of Knock Out Your Retirement Income Worries Forever, Bill Smith.
All right, folks, we are down to the home stretch.
Coming down the home stretch.
Like just a few minutes left with you here, and today we're talking about lump sum versus pension. And boy, we kind of, most of the show have kind of elaborated on the history of the pensions, where it's at and why. First step is understanding your spending. You need a spending plan. Number two is, when do you need the income to start? When do you need the spending plan to start? What are your resources? Number three would be longevity. You know, Jarrett, you talked about longevity. When are you going to die? Very important. You know, we can't predict that, but certainly I think genetics,
can take
your current
a look at
health,
it.
You can take a look at it. And then probably one of the biggest ones, number four, is leaving a legacy. And I alluded to this just before the break. If you take your pension, you're going to get a monthly income for as long as you live. And if you select a survivor option, then your spouse will get that pension as well. But when you both die, then the pension is done.
The pension dies too.
Now, okay, just so I'm talking to all of the widows, widowers, and single people, right? We work with plenty of you. We've had some people say, well, you never talk about the single person. Well, again, the same concept here. You wouldn't select a survivor option. But when you die, it's not, the money's not, there's no money that's going to go to your family or your kids. So why do people take lump sums? Because you can create your own pension. And when you die, instead of having that money go away, we can now have that money go to your family. Some are better than others. This is why you need a professional that can analyze this. And this is exactly what we can do for you. If you have a lump sum that's staring you in the face and you're planning on retiring, whether it's in 1 year, 3 year, 5 year, or maybe you're already getting a pension income and your company says, here's a lump, we're getting out of the
game.
We'll
buy you out.
Here's your lump sum. We want to buy you out, this option. Let's look at it. Give us a call, and we'll analyze it for you.
Yep, 1-800-878-6223. We've got a few more as we wrap the show up here. Another thing that a lot of people, you know, you hear this, when people are analyzing the lump sum versus the pension, they say, well, if you take the pension, how do you know that your employer is always going to be around? What happens if they go out of business?
Important point.
Yeah, so there's this thing called the Private Benefit Guarantee Corporation, or the PBGC.
It's the Pension Benefit, PBGC, Pension Benefit Guarantee Corp.
And basically, your pension plan, your company, either has protection in some level or some amount from the PBGC, or they don't. And it's definitely something, if you're leaning towards taking the pension, you have to take a look at that, because what's going to happen, give you a good example, would be GM back in 2008, 2009, and the PBGC had to step in and pay those pensioners, and they didn't get 100% of what they were getting before. So,
well, it depends on the type of employee.
Yeah, salaried versus hourly.
Yeah. It depends on the amount of pension you were getting. Some people are getting all of their pension, some aren't. Okay, so there are limitations to it. Here's the point I think that Jarrett makes. The point is, if you take the pension, it's backed by a government program called the PBGC. Most plans are ERISA DOL plans, Department of Labor plans, and most of those plans, they're required to pay an insurance premium to the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation. And so if the company defaults, then the PBGC steps in, and that's where you get your pension from. So something to consider. If you take the lump sum, you lose PBGC protection. But again, this is why it's very important that you know, some people, I've seen, for heaven's sakes, I've seen people that had come into the office and they see this and they're frothing at the mouth and they're going, geez, I can get this lump sum and I can go get that new Corvette. If that's you, please don't call us.
We can't help you.
Please don't call us. We want to work with responsible people here. Please, if that's you, please don't call us.
if you've got a lump sum pension offer sitting on the table and you really want to make the best decision for you and your situation when it comes to retirement,
your
and retirement
family,
income.
If you want to maximize that to not only yourself and your family, create more wealth, folks, it's time. Just give us a call here. Last but not least is, do you have sufficient assets with or without that lump sum? So those are the things you have to look at. Bottom line is, let's keep it real simple. Let's just get a second opinion.
Yep.
Pick Easy the phone to up. Do.
Call us 800-878-6223. That's 1-800-878-6223. Give us a call today if you have a lump sum offer. Tell us, hey, we want that lump sum pension analysis. Make sure you tune in to News Channel 5 today at noon. News Channel 5 in Cleveland at noon.
I'll see you then.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Don't miss it. We're out of time. It was fun. Thanks for joining us. My name is Jarrett Lang.
And I'm Bill Smith. We'll see you next week here on Retirement Solutions.
You've been listening to Retirement Solutions.
The opinions expressed by William A. Smith and guests on this radio show are their own and do not reflect the opinions of this radio station. All statements and opinions expressed are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results. Strategies mentioned may not be suitable for everyone. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for you. Before acting on any information mentioned, it is recommended to seek advice from a qualified tax or investment advisor to determine whether it is suitable for your specific situation.